This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Is now the time to get more recognition for your magnificence on the job? You know, instead of quitting. We've been following the challenges to the Biden administration's vaccine rule. That's for firms with 100 or more employees, COVID vaccinations, or weekly tests for everybody by early January. Some states are pushing back, and a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the rule last weekend with full consideration on a legal fast track. Businesses are preparing anyway. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Companies have a lot of work to do to comply with the rule by January 4th.
There's a lot of processes and paperwork that they have to pull together. They have to communicate with their employees about this.
Karen Kerrigan is the CEO of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She says that work can be costly, especially for smaller companies with 100 or 200 employees. Still, she's advising businesses to prepare early, since they could face fines if they don't comply.
And that's why many of them are moving on it, regardless of what might happen from a legal perspective.
Many companies want their workers to be vaccinated, but haven't wanted to enforce it, says Evan Raleigh, a professor at the University of Connecticut.
They feel like, gee, some of our employees might be unhappy if we mandate this, and we don't want to have a lot of blowback from the rank and file, or there might even be senior executives who are opposed to it.
Complying, he says, allows companies to tell employees they're just following the rules. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.